All right, it's been over 6 months since we last checked in with our budding entrepreneurs in the Colm Hayes Show What's Your Big Idea competition with the help of our friends in Grant Thornton. And first up, we're going to catch up with the fat-free crisps, which got a lot of people talking here in RTE, and Dennis McCarthy. Dennis, how are you?
Morning, Colm. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Have you had your fill of crisps yet?
I have, over the Christmas time, but behaving ourselves now for the new year.
Okay, we're about 6 months since we spoke to you last. Where's the company now?
Colm, over the past 6 months, basically we are at negotiation with a company to outsource our manufacturing. So we've spoken with a number of companies. It's an Irish company. We looked at setting up a facility, a manufacturing facility ourselves, but it would have cost in excess of $1.5 million.
Wow.
The specialised cooking equipment alone was going to cost over $500,000, so that was going to be a non-runner. So that is in the process, and we hope to have something signed up there over the next 2 weeks. So the next 2 or 3 weeks.
So this is a manufacturing company that's going to make your crisps as such?
Yes.
And do you lose a lot of control because of that?
No, it's a dedicated line which is going to be installed in their premises for our product. So we have full control over our product.
So you've got it, because I know just when we spoke to you last, there was still, and you brought a couple of samples in, I sensed there was still maybe a problem not a problem with the flavouring, but there's still a lot of tinkering to be done with the flavouring. Has that been going, and I know you were dealing with UCC as well, so has that been going on all the time as well?
Yes, it has. And actually, in conjunction with our patent application, we found that the patent itself, or sorry, our process itself, wasn't unique enough to warrant a unique patent. Mm. So we had to go back to the drawing board, and we looked at our pre-process steps. So over the past few months, we've developed a process to reduce the naturally occurring sugar in the potato to create an ultra-low calorie snack.
Right.
So for argument's sake, a typical 25-gram pack of our crisps will contain approximately 60, 65 calories.
Okay. So that gives you that unique selling point as such, and therefore you can get the unique patent, because up to that, it's just a crisp. Is that it, really?
It's just a crisp, and the mechanical or technical process features of our patent were already patented, so we had to look at some new novel ideas.
Has it taken a lot? Are you working hard on it, Dennis? Like, because you're a potato farmer from Tipperary, so you've got the farm to carry on with as well. Does this take up a lot of time?
It does. Some months, or some weeks, it's a matter of a few hours, but there's more weeks then. So possibly 1 month out of 4, it is very intensive. There's a lot of work to be done, meetings, trying to get stuff over the line. So it is pretty intensive. Now, a busy week is probably 70 or 80 hours.
Wow. And what about investment? Have you personally put a lot into this, or have you raised investment?
No, I've put all the investment to date has been funded by ourselves, myself and my wife.
So you have 100% of the company as such?
We have 100% control of the company, yes.
Yeah. And with Grant Thornton, when we brought them in at the very start, how were they? How did they deal with you? Did you get a lot of advice from them?
I did. And our decision to outsource manufacturing revolved around one or two people that Grant Thornton introduced to me, one in particular, Bruna Conlon. And we looked at the cost involved, and for that cost involved, what penetration or what percentage penetration could we achieve in the Irish marketplace? We were looking at quite a small level of produce per week, which would basically not satisfy 1 or 2% of even the Irish market. So we were open to copycat products from Ireland, or more importantly, the UK or further afield. So to satisfy the niche requirement in Ireland and the UK, we needed to achieve economies of scale.
Right.
We need to be able to achieve volume. So, you know, that was one critical area. And even though it seems like a simple scenario, you know, it had to be teased out. Mm. And, you know, they had the expertise. They were to draw on individuals, one email, one phone call, and we had the right people involved.
Right. What about packaging? What stage are you at now with the packaging of the crisps?
We have our packaging and branding complete. I was talking to our design company yesterday, so we have that should be finalised this evening or tomorrow evening. Back a number of months ago, and it's a term that's, I think, put about quite loosely, the whole social media and the importance of social media.
Yeah.
But we looked at what could we do. We had no product. We had very little to give the public, but we set up, I set up a Twitter account.
Right.
So it's the Little Crisp Company, the Little Crisp Co. And we've over 1,000 followers.
So it's at Little Crisp Co. And so what, I mean, what can you do if you can't sell a bag of crisps? What can you do on social media to keep people interested in the product?
Yes, there's an awful lot of small startup companies from FMCG products to design marketing companies that take an interest, that have an active interest in like-minded individuals or companies. So it's basically business-to-business type of a following we have. But I'm just going to put it out there today. If any of your listeners would take a look at the Little Crisp Company or the Little Crisp Co., follow us.
Yeah.
We'll be delighted.
Okay, well, we'll put it. We'll follow you as well, because I didn't realise you had a Twitter account. So certainly the Colm Hayes Show will follow you. Tell me this as well. Just when do you expect? I mean, it's been 3 years now, I suppose, since you first had that idea, and you thought, "Oi, that's a big idea." When do you reckon that I can go into a corner store and buy a packet of your crisps?
August.
Really? That's soon. Wow.
Yeah, that's projected. Yeah, that's our projected timeline. So we're trying to push. For that. So we'll have a fully branded product. The varieties, I guess, starting off, would be reasonably limited. Cheese and onion, salt and vinegar, they're the most popular out there, and you know that's what we're going to start off with.
Right.
And we'll have salt-free variants and more free-from variants following on shortly afterwards. Then.
Okay, that's pretty exciting. So there'll be a little launch. I'll expect my invite. Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Thank you.
Colm, there was another company based in just outside Mullingar, Green Farm Foods, who have been extremely helpful to us over the past number of weeks.
Yeah.
They have some specialised equipment which was made available to us, and without that, we couldn't have... finished a lot of work here in this country. So, you know, people have been fantastic, and the exposure we've got from the networking opportunities from Grant Thornton and the opportunities from yourselves has been absolutely fantastic.
Brilliant. Well, listen, it's a good story so far. It's a success so far, and I'm looking forward to actually going around to a store and buying the crisps, and I'll feel quite proud actually. Dennis, yes.
In the meantime, we'll be conducting some consumer analysis, some sensory analysis over the next 2 weeks, and when we do, we'll get you up more samples of our revised and fantastic product.
Do. Good talking to you, Dennis. We'll catch up soon, okay?
Perfect. Colm, thank you very much.
Take care of yourself. That's Dennis McCarthy, who is developing a range of fat-free crisps, which should be in the stores by August, which is great news, isn't it? And a bag will have about 50 to 60 calories. That's their USP, their unique selling price point. Right, Sandra Graham was upcycling furniture. Funky Junk Interiors down in Cork. Sandra, how are you?
Hi, Colm, how are you?
How's your big idea going?
It's going pretty okay.
Yeah.
I'm tipping away, and I'm building up a nice customer base here in Carrigaline and surrounding areas. So it's good.
Okay, to start off, it was upcycling furniture. That's what you're doing. So just to explain again, what is upcycling furniture?
It's taking a piece of old furniture and making it, you know, painting it up, changing it, brightening it up. Especially if it's in bad condition, you know, there's a lot you can do with paint. And I use a lot of waxes, decoupage, you know, to give it a unique look as well.
Yeah.
I also go to people's homes and look at the pieces they have at their in their house and, you know, give them ideas on how to change what they have without going to the cost of replacing it. So, I mean, it's growing into something like that, you know. Yeah. You know, so it's the big buzzword at the moment anyway, upcycling.
So, and I see the Cork Council, Cork County Council Environment Awareness Section wants you to get involved in schools, is it?
That's right. They approached me there some months back. A lady came into the shop and she's an environmentalist and she said, oh, there's a lady out in the county council who'd love you. She said, Dr. Mary Stack. She put me in touch with her and through that we've arranged to call to primary schools in the area and secondary schools and start workshops with the children. Just, you know, to get them interested in, you know, rather than throwing something into the skip, taking it back out and saying, what could I actually do with this? So that's what I'm kind of in the process of that now at the moment.
And what about the little cafe? Because you wanted to open a little coffee shop,
Well, Grant Thornton suggested that maybe, you know, it might be a good idea because it's a vintage store as well as being my upcycling workshop. It is, you know, would have been a good idea, but I would have been taking on just too much. I'm here on my own.
Right.
And maybe down the road someday it might happen. But even when people come in now and they're browsing, I offer them a free complimentary cup of coffee anyway as they're going around. But it's something that's in the pipeline maybe down the road.
So did you find that the experience and the advice as well from Grant Thornton was positive? Pushed you in a positive direction as such?
Oh, most definitely. It gave me confidence because, I mean, having lost my, like, I was made redundant and that, you know, just kind of shook me. And in fact, I just had to get up, brush myself off and say, what am I going to do here now? And I kind of upcycled myself, basically, firstly. And yourself and Grant Thornton gave me sort of the confidence to do it and said, yeah, your idea is a good idea. And from that, and they gave me a few ideas like buddy up with businesses that are similar to yourself. So Sweet Cottage Furniture Factory, I have a piece that's a local business in Carrigaline. It's established for over 30 years. I have one of my pieces in their showrooms with my flyers on it. I buy most of my paint with Johnstone's Paint in Kinsale Road. They've been really good to me and they've a beautiful quality paint.
Okay.
And that's the one I recommend. I have a piece with them with my flyers on it there as well. And so buddying up with these people that I'm kind of working with on a daily basis, you know, was a great idea,
So it's been a positive experience. And you're still a one-woman operation. Would you ever see that? I mean, I presume you would love to employ somebody else.
I would. I just don't have the resources to employ anybody. I'm totally on my own. I don't have any backup from anywhere. And so I'm covering my costs at the moment, barely making a job for myself. But down the line, I would love to take somebody on somebody with an artistic flair, basically, as well, because I'm doing a lot of bespoke furniture and I'd like somebody else's slant or eye on a piece now and again as well, you know.
Well, listen, 6 months down the road, you're still in business, as you said. You're still making a few bits and pieces, and that's what it's all about. And we'll catch up with you again. Sandra Graham from Funky Junk Interiors in Carrigaline. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks so much, Colin.
Take care of yourself. See you now. Bye-bye. And there were three companies. We'll catch up on the third company tomorrow. They are actually having a big meeting with their solicitors today. So we'll catch up with them tomorrow. That was Sandra Graham, Upcycling Furniture, Funky Junk Interiors, down in Carrigaline. If you're around that area, pop in. You get a complimentary coffee. And also we were talking to Dennis McCarthy, who's developing a range of fat-free chips. And thanks as well to our friends in Grant Thornton. Excuse me, voice is nearly gone. In Grant Thornton, who helped out with loads of advice. Right, we'll head to news.